Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu mentioned that the word Hamim are known as Dibajul Quran. Just like Dibaj means a silken cloth, which is very, very expensive, and among the materials it stands out. So here the word Hamim is the stands out in the entire Quran Kareem. Hazrat Qidam bin Mihsar rahmatullahi alayhi, who was a contemporary of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions that Hamim is Al Urus, that is the bride of the Quran Kareem. Just like when a woman, when she is about to get married and she's a bride, how she dolls up, how she beautifies herself, in a similar manner, the word Hamim beautifies the entire Quran Kareem. And this also, Ibn Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that everything has an essence. And the essence of the Quran Kareem are those surahs that begin with Hamim. So these ayats are very, very important. It is mentioned in Musnad al-Bazzar that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, whoever reads Ayatul Kursi and these first three verses, Ayatul Kursi and Hamim till wa ilayhi al-masir, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, then that entire day of his, Allah Ta'ala will protect him from all types of evil. And if he recites it in the evening as well, then the same manner Allah Ta'ala will protect him from all types of harm. So these are very, very beneficial ayats of the Quran Al-Kareem. And there are great deep meanings attached to these verses of the Quran Al-Kareem. So Allah Ta'ala mentions, تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ, that the Quran Al-Kareem has been revealed from on all the sifat of Allah mentioned over here. The first one, after the word Allah, Aziz, Allah Ta'ala is most mighty. Alim, Allah Ta'ala is most knowledgeable. And thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions, غَافِلِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ. It is mentioned of Thabit Bunani Rahmatullah Ali. One occasion he was in Kufa, he went to a certain orchard, and he intended to perform two rakat salah. And before he read salah, he recited these verses. And thereafter he mentions, he saw a person in Yemeni clothing, first time he saw him, a lot of noor on his face, very handsome, and he came riding on a donkey, and he stood behind him and he told him that whenever you recite these verses, then contemplate. And he mentions that when you mention Ghafiri Zambi, then you should mention Ya Ghafiri Zambi Ikhfilli, O the one who forgives sins, O Allah, forgive me. And then when you mention Qabiri Tawbi, then you should mention Ya Qabiri Tawbi Iqbal Tawbati, that, O Allah, the one who accepts Tawbah, O Allah, accept my Tawbah. Shadeed al-Iqabi, then you should mention, Ya Shadeed al-Iqabi la tu'aqibni, the one who is severe in taking retribution and giving punishment, O Allah, do not take me to task. Shadeed al-Zittawl, Ya Zittawl, Itul alayya bi khayrin, the one who is the possessor of power, O Allah, bestow goodness upon me. And Sahabi Banani Rahmatullahi heard this, and then he started looking for this person disappeared. He went out asking the people, have you seen a certain person? So this obviously was a message given to him from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these verses, a person contemplates all the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very ajib, Allah Ta'ala mentions, غَافِرِ الذَّنْبِ وَقَابِرِ التَّوْبِ, Allah Ta'ala forgives sins. Then Allah Ta'ala mentions, Allah Ta'ala accepts tawbah. So there the ulama explain, sometimes Allah Ta'ala looks for excuses to forgive sins without a person making tawbah. Certain times a person does a good action. Because of the good action, Allah Ta'ala is merciful upon that person, Allah Ta'ala forgives that person. And at the same time, when a person makes sincere tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will accept the person's tawbah as well. Hazrat Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, during his khilafat, there was a certain person from Syria who used to frequent the gatherings of Umar radiallahu anhu. After some time, he noticed that this person stopped coming to the gatherings. So here also we learn a lesson. Sometimes a musalli comes to the masjid, a person comes, a stranger comes to the masjid, and we should entertain him, ask his whereabouts, and if he is absent, then go and inquire. Maybe there is some halat, condition has come upon him, though we go and inquire. Like how Alhamdulillah Jama'ah brothers, they make mashwara in the morning, who to go and visit. So in the same way, Umar radiallahu anhu, asked the Sahaba, where is this person? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu told Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu that unfortunately he has taken to alcohol. He's taken to drinking. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he wrote on a piece of paper. He wrote on a piece of paper that Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Min Umar ibn al-Khattab ila Fulan ibn Fulan. Inni ahmadullah alladhi la ilaha illahu. Ghafir al-zambi. Wa qabil al-tawbi. Shadeed al-iqabi. Zid tawl. La ilaha illahu. Ilayhi al-masir. And then he took that paper. He gave it to a certain messenger. And told him, gave him instructions. That you go personally and give this person. Don't give it to a third party. Secondly, give it to him when he is sober, when he is not intoxicated. So this person, when he opened his letter, he saw it was addressed to him from the Amirul Mu'mineen. And then when he read the verses, and when he pondered over the verses, this Umar radiallahu anhu was giving him a message. And this struck a chord in his heart. And he made sincere tawbah. And alhamdulillah, he came back to the gatherings. Before Umar radiallahu anhu could give him the letter, he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, let us get together, let us make dua for him, and you all say Ameen for him. So here also it is mentioned in the hadith that the benefit of dua, when a person makes dua for another person in his absence, Allah Ta'ala, look at the benefit, Allah Ta'ala appoints an angel to say Ameen on that dua, and says, walaka mislak, whatever you ask for your Muslim brother, you will get the same, inshallah. So we, just like, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhi ma yuhibbu li nafsi. None of you can have perfect iman until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Just like how you love afiyat and protection, salamat, so we also should wish the same for our next Muslim brother. So this person, when he read this letter, he struck a chord, and he came back to the gatherings of Umar radiallahu anhum. Thereafter Umar radiallahu anhu told the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that whenever a person goes astray and he gets involved in gunas, then you should do the same. You should gather together, make dua for your Muslim brother. And thereafter, in how he wrote this letter, in today's time, a person writes a letter, he sends an email, sends an SMS, whatever it is, giving him a message of hope. Sometimes a person is down, we don't put him more down. We don't bury him. No, we lift him up, we give him hope. And in this way, inshallah, that person will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah give us the tawfiq that every morning and evening we recite Ayatul Kursi and these three verses, Hameem, Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Aleem, Ghafiri Zambi, Waqabiri Tawbi Shadeedil Iqabi Zit Tawl, La ilaha illahu ilayhil masir. So look at the benefit. Morning and evening after Fajr Salah, inshallah, if a person recites it, after Maghrib Salah he recites it, the protection will be there, and Allah Ta'ala will grant that person salamat, inshallah. And also if a person ponders over these verses, and a person, inshallah, a person will be attached to Allah. Huwa al-ghafoorul wadood. As Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah used to say, ek ilme azim Allah Ta'ala mushkuf ata farma. That why does Allah Ta'ala love to forgive? Because wadood, Allah Ta'ala loves to forgive. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala looks for opportunities to forgive. So in these eyes, if a person ponders and he realizes that Allah Ta'ala is there to forgive us. Allah Ta'ala is there to give us a second chance. And how many chances Allah Ta'ala wants from his side? But a person shouldn't lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should also use the method like Umar radiallahu anhu brought the person back to the majlis and back towards the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah give us the tawfiq, inshaAllah.